The Noble Quran is the last divine scripture, and Islam, sent down with our Prophet, is the last faith. There is no question of any other prophet or religion appearing subsequently. So the Quran and Islam apply to everyone living in the world. Although there are divine faiths that have been sent down before, these have been partly corrupted, making them less true faiths. But the Quran is under the protection of God and has never been altered in any way. The moral qualities that may be expected to be pleasing to our Lord and the pronouncements we need to be aware of in our religion have all been fully and most perfectly revealed in the Quran. For that reason, it is a great honor and blessing to believe in the Quran and live by Muslim moral values. Since Muslims have the means of knowing the full details of the moral values that are pleasing to God, they strive to use this opportunity given them by God in the best possible way. On the other hand, the hearts of those who do not strive to be an auspicious Muslim of whom God will approve may gradually become hardened. They may become insensitive to God's commands and the Quran. They may start acting according to their earthly desires rather than their consciences. And finally, they may turn their backs on the Quran and remembrance of God by starting to live in a manner heedless of the moral values of the Quran. Our hearts are in God's hand, and God bestows salvation on or withdraws it from whoever He wills. Nobody can be certain he will live like a Muslim until the end of his life. Every Muslim must therefore pray to attain the approval of God, to draw close to Him, and to remain a Muslim throughout his or her life, and must always maintain these pure intentions. Believers must act in the knowledge that being a Muslim is a blessing and must constantly give thanks for being a Muslim. Our beloved Prophet always acted in the knowledge of what a valuable blessing being a Muslim is and prayed to God to always keep his heart on the right path. O my Lord, who directs hearts, keep my heart fixed in your religion. I leave home remembering the name of God. I have placed my trust in God.
I place my trust in you, O God, not to turn or be turned from the true path, for my feet not to stray or be led astray, to do or suffer no injustice, and not to behave in or be subjected to ignorance.